There was supposed to be a debate last night for California's gubernatorial race for governor that would have been broadcast throughout the state on many of the local television affiliates, the broadcast networks. But at the last minute, the host of the debate, the University of Southern California, canceled it. And I'm going to give you one guess as to why. You know the answer to this, so I'll just let you think for one moment before letting the cat out of the bag. They canceled it because the candidates are not diverse enough. All six of them are white. Now, there are two others that are in the race. There's a black guy and a Filipino. But like any debate, you have to have a certain percentage in the polls in order to get on stage. Okay, so those two just so happen to be in the single digits, so they didn't qualify. And so the University of Southern California got upset, canceled the debate because of the lack of diversity. So they need affirmative action now in terms of the polling. So when there's a person of color running, they need to then, like grading on a curve, you know, in school, they need to give them a few extra free points just for not being white, apparently. That's where we're at. And of course, this is being framed not that the two candidates of color just aren't good enough. They're just not polling high enough because nobody cares. There already had been a debate televised with some of them that qualified back then, but they don't qualify anymore. So this is being framed as a criteria issue. They were excluded because of certain racist criteria. Stay tuned because things get even better, and there's plenty more to come in this video, but real quick, what do you think of my new Americans Speak English shirt? Which is a little bit different than most of my designs. This one has the graphic on the front left chest, which is a very common design in t-shirts. And then also on the back, across the entire back, the great American eagle with the badge that Americans speak English. So order yours from my online store at markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check it out. I don't want to get people's hopes up, but you should know that there is a chance that the next governor in California could be a Republican because the way that the elections are set up are very unique compared to other states. The top two most popular candidates in the primaries then go to the general election, okay? And so it's not just the most popular Republican and the most popular Democrat. It's just the two most popular who get the most votes in the primaries. And because the Democrats, Eric Fartsmell, Katie Porter, and billionaire Tom Steyer, at this point, none of them are willing to drop out because they all think that they can become the next governor. And so that means that they're going to divide up the vote at the primary, right? So instead of having all the Democrats funneling into the leading candidate, they're going to be watering them down and spreading them three different ways if they continue to stay in the race, which hopefully they will.
In the California governor's race, a crowded field, and for the first time, state Democrats made public their own polling, predicting a possible nightmare scenario for their party being locked out of the general election. In the top five, the poll shows Republicans Steve Hilton and Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco at 16% and 14%. Democrats, Congressman Eric Swalwell, Katie Porter, and Tom Steyer all coming in at 10%. 24% are undecided. Democrats could be locked out because in California's primary system, only the top two vote-getters in the June 2nd primary go on to compete in the November general election.
So if you live in California, you must vote in the primary for one of the Republican candidates to keep them boosted near the top so that we can hopefully lock out the Democrats. And California makes it easy because they mail the ballots to everybody who lives in the state. So if you can't make it to a polling place because you're lazy and you didn't plan ahead, you can still mail in your ballot. We all know about the risks that that entails, but it still is better than not voting. USC had faced condemnation for using polling and fundraising criteria for participation in the debate, which is the standard criteria for all debates. that had resulted in the exclusion of all the non-white candidates. This same obsession with too many white people caused NBC to cancel airing the Golden Globe Awards, which is just another one of these worthless Hollywood award shows, back in 2022. These people just don't understand how society works. Their brains have been turned into such mush by DEI. Here are some clowns spewing nonsense about what the end of affirmative action means regarding college acceptance.
Well, with DEI gone,
yes,
medical schools do not have to accept brown and black students.
Mm-hmm.
And we need representation in this country.
Yes.
Right now, black doctors, African-American doctors.
I'm sorry, lady. The end of affirmative action in college admissions doesn't mean that the schools aren't accepting black students. They're just not allowed to accept the black students who actually don't meet the qualifications anymore. Which would be one thing if they were being allowed into the business department or the math department. But I think we could all agree that the one area where people should definitely be qualified before they're allowed in is in medical school. Why so few black students actually qualify without being artificially boosted or bending the rules into institutions of higher learning is a very hot topic you're not supposed to talk about on the big tech platforms because, well, talking about race and IQ is one of those forbidden topics. To be clear, I do believe, to some extent at least, it is somewhat cultural. But again, you're not supposed to talk about the cultural problems that have been perpetuated in the black community generation after generation after generation. That's considered to be racist, too. Many of us have black fatigue from just having to deal with their problems all the time, which, in case you're new around here, is the deep mental exhaustion from being forced to care about black people and their actions 24/7. But that is actually not the original definition of black fatigue. Some cultural Marxists who originally coined the term defined it as black people being fatigued from, well, imaginary racism, but from supposed racism and the struggles that they have to go through here in 21st century America. And so, like many words, it was redefined more accurately as the Urban Dictionary captures here. But now that, of course, is being called racist as well.
You've taken land without asking.
Of course, she's addressing us white people. Sorry, we've conquered land. We civilized land.
You've taken hairstyles without asking.
We're not supposed to wear dreadlocks. Okay, fine then. Beyonce can't bleach her hair anymore. Is that fair enough?
You've even taken food from other countries and then
made it better, made it safe to eat. I don't think you could even still drink the water down in Mexico. Okay, talk about a bleep hole country. We don't have to go and revisit the food appropriation, do we? Remember from a few years ago, there were people that were upset that white people dared to own Mexican restaurants or run taco stands.
Deconstructed it and said that you just made this up.
No, we just made it better. We made it safe to eat.
And now you guys are taking a word, a saying, a feeling, black fatigue from them and redefining it?
Yeah. Why doing what white people do? We make things better.
Do you even know what black fatigue is? It's not for white people. It's called black fatigue for a reason. Because the black community are f***ing tired. They're tired of having to defend themselves. They're tired of having to fight for equality. They're tired. That's why it's called black fatigue, not white fatigue.
Actually, whether they know it or not, black people are fatigued from having to deal with the problems of other black people. I didn't think my black fatigue could get any worse, but here we are. But I'm tired of some white people too, those who are too afraid to denounce anti-whiteism, and especially those who are so cowardly that they pretend or have been duped into believing that if a white person dares to say the N-word, either variation of it, with the A on the end or the hard R, anywhere, whether broadcasting it on the internet or just privately amongst themselves, singing along to a popular rap song, that is terribly racist. And people like Theo Von have never done such thing, ever.
Quick question. Are you from Nashville?
I'm from Louisiana.
Oh, so you're racist?
Am I racist?
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
I would say I don't mind a little racism.
Me too.
Yeah.
We're not saying, bro.
Beautiful. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, brother. Yeah, I'm glad we finally get to meet up, brother.
Quick question. You've been saying the N-word?
No. I mean, I've thought it pretty loud a couple times, but I don't say it.
We don't gotta lie. We don't gotta lie right now. You definitely say it before, right?
I have. I don't think I've said I don't remember. I'll tell you this. If I was like at the dentist's office when they give you that stuff, you know?
What stuff?
You know, at the dentist's office when they give you the, for your molars or whatever? Novocaine.
So he's trying to play it off like, well, I mean, maybe I did once when I was really drunk. What an absolute coward. Now, I understand not cutting off your nose to spite your face. I understand not dropping some hard R's when you're on a live stream or posting it on social media. But to pretend like you've never said it, and not even just when singing along to a rap song, I'm talking about when describing certain behavior from a certain group of people. If you've never used that word to describe accurately what it is that's been happening, that you've been seeing or hearing about at some point or on a regular basis in your life, you are a loser. I've thought about it, but I've never said it. If you excuse me for a moment, I'm going to go say it three times. Hard R right now. All right, I'm back, but I'm sure I'll say it a couple more times by the end of the week. But Tucker Carlson just let me down. As you know, he has taken the gloves off and has been deemed the most anti-Semitic person in the country, the most dangerous anti-Semite in the world. Now, Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer, Alan Dershowitz, is calling him a neo-Nazi. But he still has one little fear he needs to get over. Here he is sitting down with Piers Morgan, trying to goad him into using some offensive terms, which thankfully are making a comeback, like calling something gay as an insult or using the R word, retard. But then Tucker cucked and said that he never uses the other word, not even in private, ever.
You say gay and retard?
I say gay. I wouldn't use the R word. I wouldn't. I personally wouldn't.
Are you
it's my choice? By
do
the
you
way,
think it I'm should be legal to abort a Down syndrome baby?
I'm exercising my free speech right not to use that word.
I totally agree. I actually don't use the N-word ever because I think it's ugly. I just don't.
So
like
by your own, petard, you're being.
I kind of agree. I'm not even.
What's ugly, Tucker, is the kind of behavior and the lack of moral character that word is describing. It no longer refers to an entire race of people. Any more than the term white trash refers to all white people. Everybody knows that that term and the N-word describes a certain group of people within a particular race. Theo Von is such a coward that he's afraid to even be in the vicinity of somebody who uses that word on their stream. This isn't even Theo Von's stream, but he just doesn't want to even be anywhere near somebody who would use that word.
I'm curious, like, how you never had noodles? Like, how? Like, you don't like Asian food? That's the best thing in the world, Asian food.
Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it tastes like you're eating out of an aquarium.
What's an aquarium? Oh, my God. Did I just say the N-word?
Do not say it when I'm here, dude.
No, I didn't say it. Wait, what is it? It's in the aquarium. I didn't say it.
I know, but just stop talking because you're going to say it. If you keep talking, you're going to say it.
You're right. You got a point. Yeah, Uncle Tim here, listen. Wait, I don't even say it. Last time I said it's like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Last time I said it was 2 minutes ago. When you watch clips like this, it's hard not to.
Tonight on Fox 40, we're getting a look at chaotic security footage from Power and Chevron along Folsom Boulevard. The store's manager tells us this all went down Thursday night when dozens of kids rushed to the small shop, ransacking the goods and terrifying an employee who was working all alone.
Kids, teens, youths. There's another word that's much more descriptive, sir. Try it. And if you're like me and you want to restore America to its past greatness and support my channel and get a great shirt, order the Americans Speak English shirt from my online store, markdice.com, which I just released, or click the link in the description below. On the front, it has the American Eagle with the Americans Speak English crest on the front left chest and across the entire back. Available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check it out.